Well, hey there. Good morning, 814. Brock, Hunter.
Rob, what's up, man?
Doing over there, horsing around?
That's part of the song.
Yeah. Oh, I just thought you were screwing around over there or something like that.
You're screwing around?
Hey, pal, quit screwing around.
That's what we do, though. We screw around, man. We don't take anything serious. It's just, we just kind of screw around through life, huh?
Yeah, it's a good way to go through it. You know, I figure. Just screwing around, getting into mischief, all that good stuff.
That's what we did in school. Why change it?
Yeah, exactly. I got through that all right, so it should be the same here. We'll be good. Hey, speaking of screwing around, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Of course, as always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
You best buds in the biz.
Sup, Katie?
What's up?
There's a 25-year-old woman named Celestria Thomas. She's in St. Petersburg, Florida. She lives with her boyfriend and their baby son. Well, Monday night, this lady, and her boyfriend got into an argument over toilet paper. TP. Huh? TP for my bunghole. The police report doesn't give any details about what toilet paper topic led to the argument, just said it was something about toilet paper.
It is kind of a big deal these days,
yeah,
toilet paper.
Right now, it's caused a lot of upheaval in our society. Well, she wound up getting physical with her boyfriend and scratching him a bunch of times on his shoulder. She was arrested for domestic battery. Turns out she was also arrested back in September, also for scratching her boyfriend during a fight.
Scratcher.
There is a photo of her. It's not a mugshot, but this is exactly the kind of woman that looks like she would burn your, like, throw your Xbox out the window and then, like, you know, slash your tires. She's just got that look to her. Got that look to her.
Yeah. Women, don't do that. Don't go nuts and start scratching your dude and then go out and key his car and slash his tire. It's just, okay, you know, we get it. You're a woman. Sometimes you don't, you know, what if we went and slashed your tires? You know, you don't see any guys doing that, writing bitch in capital letters on the windshield or on the hood. You know, it's just, it doesn't happen the other way. Cheater. Dude, I pulled into a body shop one time. This is back like in high school when I had a little dent in my car. Yeah, I pulled up to a car that was getting repaired in front of me. And, dude, it was key. It had bitch and capital letters. I got pictures of it. On the hood, cheater along the side, F you on the back, like the names of the people. Oh, my God. I was just like, this girl went nuts. And you could tell it was a girl, too, because it had, like, the bubbly handwriting.
It was nice handwriting, winking face.
It was, too. It was pretty decent, really.
Cripes.
But, man.
Yeah. Don't be that way. It doesn't win. You know, I guarantee you what this argument was about, though. It had to be over the classic argument, over the top or over the back, which if he puts it, you know, backside, so it goes over the back, so it's under, then, you know, then he deserves getting slapped around a bit. But if it's the other way around, then this is not justifiable. That's what it is.
Maybe he's using too much toilet paper and she's getting nervous about finances.
That's true.
And just started scratching him.
I don't know. I wish I had more details. More details.
At least the guy's got toilet paper to wipe the blood up, right?
That's right. He's got. Apparently, they got that there. And maybe she can go get some toilet paper at the jail cell if she's worried about it. Just ask if she can take a roll or two home. It'll be fine.
A lot of people use them for pillows. Just a hint, little life hack there, Sally.
Is that what you did when you got arrested? You used the toilet paper?
No, I've heard it all. Like, dude, can I use that toilet paper, Bubba?
I just need a couple sheets, and I'll give you your pillow back. Yeah, that's fine. Here you
so
go.
Soft.
So is this a double ply? This is really nice. This is like
nice.
A hotel pillow. This is great.
How do you think the guy from the My Pillow commercials got his idea? Jail, bro.
You know, when I was in jail and sleeping on a toilet paper roll, I realized that I needed to turn my life around. It's my pillow.
And that's when I came up with My Pillow. Hi. I'm Don Riggle.
When I was arrested for being high on meth and I was trying to sleep in the jail cell, and all I had was a roll of single-ply toilet paper, I knew then and there that I was going
to
change.
I came to the realization that my life sucks and had to change it and turn it around.
Have you ever gotten pink eye from your toilet paper roll pillow? I have, but not with my pillow.
How do you think Billy Mays got famous with his Clorox or whatever that thing, with OxyClean from cleaning all them jail cells? You know?
It's so stupid. That's your WTF.